This is Cap and Jay Hood. Enjoy the show each morning in your Instagrammies. At Cap Jay Hood on Instagram.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to stay focused every time. If there's somebody who's in the mound, you know, if there's somebody who's in the mound, you'll stay focused, go to the home plate. Don't look like anything. Don't look like, you know, I want to be focused. I want to be focused all the time. If there's somebody who is there, I don't thinking about anything. I'm just thinking about me, about what I need to do, about what I got to do. That's it.
Help me get away from myself.
I want to be focused. I want to be focused. Yeah, I mean, I'm going to stay focused every time. There's somebody who's in the mound. You know, if there's somebody who's in the mound, you'll stay focused, go to the home plate. Don't look like anything. Don't look like, you know. I want to be focused. I want to be focused all the time. When there's somebody who's there, I don't thinking about anything. I'm just thinking about me, about what I need to do, about what I got to do. That's it. Yeah, I mean, I'm going to stay f***ing all the time. F***ing go to the home plate. I want to be focused. I wanna be focused.
Big mistake. Your mean was locked into he and that's the deal. You know, they know each other. You made a mistake.
I wanna be focused. I wanna be focused all the time when you tell somebody who is there.
That was awesome. Well done, Meller.
We will crosstalk with Carmen Yurko and Meller. The new show coming up at 10 o'clock as Meller is no longer with us. That'll be the end. That'll be all for Meller.
That was awesome. That was truly awesome.
Oh, it was my last piece of audio, Hoodie. It's been a pleasure working with you.
Thank you.
Cap, enjoyed it.
We'll see
a lot
you.
Of fun.
See you in crosstalk.
Yeah.
All right.
Exactly.
That'll be the end. All right, Danny. Well, Danny will have to slide over, and that'll be the end for Meller.
That was great.
I mean, that's when you are double big middle fingers up and leaving the job.
That's it.
I'm out. This is the end.
I'm out. See you later.
9-inch nail. Take that.
Let me ask you something.
Yes?
If they keep winning.
Oh, they will.
I believe they will.
Oh, God.
If they keep winning, does this controversy just keep winning, man? Keep winning baseball.
No, Cap, is part of the yearbook.
Oh, I don't disagree.
It's in the yearbook.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed. And when you get everybody to sign your yearbook, they're signing that page. Remember this on May 18th?
What was it, Danny, in our era? Like, keep in touch in the yearbook, KIT. Keep in touch. Too cool to be forgotten. That's part of the White Sox yearbook.
Right.
Yeah, just a page.
Just a
also,
page.
Also, Hags. Don't forget Hags. Have a great summer.
Have a great summer. That's in the
yearbook.
Did you
guys really sign that? Like
that? Oh, yeah. That was part of it. Yeah.
Hags.
Yeah. Too cute to be forgotten or too cool to be forgotten. You do the addition there, two and two.
How many would you get to sign your yearbook? How many people?
More than half the class.
Danny, how many?
I mean, you ask everybody. You start with the girls you have a crush on.
It starts with the girls.
Way down.
So you wanted to get as many signatures as you could.
I mean, wasn't that the point of the whole thing?
Oh,
that was the whole point of the exercise.
Oh, my God. Well, you start with the girls first.
Yeah, the girls you had a crush on, especially the ones that you never had the courage to talk to. This was now your
would
in.
You sign my yearbook,
excuse
please?
Me, Karen. Hi. You don't know who I am, but will you sign my yearbook?
You could have the whole back flap, if you're pardon the expression. Have the whole back flap of the yearbook.
How about, though, it was always awkward when somebody would ask you to sign your yearbook, and you were kind of like, yeah, why don't you, let's find you a spot here. Why don't you, like, take this portion. Don't take too much of the pages. I need some of this space here.
For the people I really want to sign my yearbook.
I'll bring my yearbook in one day.
Let's go back to the phones. 3-1-2-3-3.
But you're saying, like, you say, well, what does this mean, right? Like, yeah, it's part of the issues that we've had with La Russa through the first couple of months.
Right. But if we blink and it's August 24th and the White Sox are 9-0 in the division, everyone's gonna be like, yeah, whatever. Just keep winning.
Sure.
Just keep winning baseball games.
We'll have it. We have it cataloged.
Yes.
Like the Seattle with Foster and just the Giolito in there too long.
Right.
It's part of it, but the Sox is still like win the division, go deep in the playoffs.
Right.
But it's in the catalog. You never forget it.
No. But if they keep winning, you won't care.
Oh, no. No.
You will not care. Back to the phones. Let's go to Eddie on the north side. Eddie, what's going on, you cruiser?
Hey, guys, how you doing? Hey, the big aspect is it's the gambling thing of it. The lines in gambling change every inning to every pitch and everything, and you got managers telling you not to hit the ball? These players get paid for home runs nowadays. The more home runs, the bigger the salary is. Baseball has become such a joke. You have position players pitching. You have seven-inning doubleheaders. You have a ghost player on second base in extra innings. Please, guys, bring me the NFL. This is a joke.
Eddie, thanks, man. I actually like the runner on second and extra innings. I don't mind seven-inning doubleheaders. I just don't understand why you would have the DH last year in the National League. You're, by their own admission, it's going to be back next year, and this year it's not. Like, I don't get it.
If I'm not in here, you really would turn into Eddie from the north side.
No.
I'm keeping you happy.
You are.
We're having a good time.
We are.
Ultimately, like, in 5 years, you're going to be him. He doesn't like the ghost runners at second base.
I like that.
You see, he just wants to be fast-forwarded to the NFL. You'll get there. Don't worry. We'll be there
relax.
Soon.
The weather's turning. It's going to be beautiful. I think it's like... Danny, is it in the 80s today? Danny, I know it's coming.
Yes, it's going to be later on this week.
Danny's got the weather forecast in there. He's locked in when it gets warm. He loves it.
Today we're only going to get to, what is today, Wednesday? We're going to get to 79. We're going to be 84 on Thursday.
Well, Friday.
Friday, 86. Saturday, 87. Sunday, 88. Possible storms.
And this weather report brought to you by Metamucil.
So excited for warm weather.
Okay, can we just,
so excited.
Can we just give the calls? I mean,
dude, do you know how long I wait for it to be in the high 80s?
We're from Chicago.
Gets to the high 80s?
We're from
Game on!
We're from Chicago, Cap.
I don't care. I want hot. Well, I want heat.
You can't get it when you want it, though. Chicago. You know that.
I get excited when it's coming. I got heat. Heat coming.
I hope the wife heard that.
All right, let's go to the south side. Dave on the south side, what's up?
Okay, Cap, I've been listening to you guys all morning, and I understand objectivity, but I got to say, your man Mercedes, he's wrong, bro. Them are the most selfish comments that anybody could possibly make. And, oh, how you doing, Jay Hood and Cap, by the way?
Hi.
Good morning, guys.
Welcome, Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Yeah, but, guy, I'm sorry. The dude is wrong. Oh, I'm only going to think about myself. I got to stay focused. And, you know, come on, bro. What's going to happen when the Sox September swoon is going to come that always come every year happens and the Cubano brothers get so relaxed and get so full of themselves that they stop playing team baseball? Tony La Russa is there to keep them guys together. And you got guys like your man Mercedes. I'm not thinking about nobody but myself. It's a joke, guy. It's a joke. And you know it is. If anybody that says this guy's right and everybody, they're just having his back because he's on their team. If he was on the other team, they would have a whole different take. Now, Tony is wrong because at any stretch of the imagination, you're supposed to have your team back, especially when the other team is throwing the freaking baseball at you. But at the end of the day, your man, you have to listen to your coaches. You have to listen to your third base coach. You have to listen to what the manager says because at the end of the day, he's there to put you in the position to win. And you know I'm right, guys. It's a joke. Dude needs to listen to the coaching staff, and it's not just about you. And you don't just go out there and say, fuck kids, and do what you want to do. And that's all I got to say.
Thank you for the call, Dave, and we loved your passion.
A little bit of a Southside flourish on the word focus there.
How about that?
Careful now.
I wonder if he's been over at Devil's Peak.
I'm sure. I'm sure he has, because I have been there plenty of times.
Yes.
But I don't collect garden snakes anymore.
If that had been a Twins player swinging on 3-0, do you think the White Sox throw at him?
Yeah. That's just baseball.
That's baseball.
That's not old. That's not unwritten rules. That's just now. To me, I think that's silly, but that's just the way baseball is. That's never going away, apparently.
Agreed.
And by the way, that's not just as like some old manager doing this. These are like young managers that still will green light that. That's not just like old managers saying, you better hit that guy. I mean, it would happen with Ozzie, right? Who was the pitcher that missed?
Sean Tracy.
Sean Tracy, and he disappeared. He did like
he was sent down to the minors the next day.
Yeah, like I
out.
Ozzie said, or there was a green light. He's like, you got to hit this guy, and he missed him by 5 feet out.
I told you the Maddox story. They were telling him you better pitch well today. You're going back to the minors in like '87, and Andre Dawson got hit in the face by Eric Schau, the late Eric Schau.
Remember that?
And Maddox knew. He didn't have to be told, and he knew. And in like the second inning, he drilled a guy. They sent him out, and he went, I have to have my players back. And they said from that moment on, he was beloved in that room.
When Dawson went down, first one out of the dugout, Sutcliffe.
Yes.
The red hair all over the place.
Correct.
Like trying to go after the guy.
And
trying
Harry
to fight,
going nuts.
Trying to fight Eric Schau.
Right.
Like, Sutcliffe, I'm sure that's been a story, because I know he's on Wallen and Sylvie a lot. I'm sure they've asked that question once. Like, that'd be crazy. He's like, he must have saw red. Like, seeing Dawson go down, the blank check. Plays for 500,000, playing for the team. Like, oh, Schau! Like,
oh God,
he was gonna go after him.
Right,
hop the rail.
He did. So. He did. 312-332-3776. Phone lines are hopping. We're going back to all the calls next.
David Kaplan,
Jonathan Hood,
our new morning show. This is Cap and Jay Hood
on ESPN 1000
and the ESPN Chicago app.
Yeah.
.917 with Hoodie. I'm Cap. Danny, JR, Jeff. A lot of Tony La Russa conversation today. You just heard a caller from the South Side who was defensive of Tony. We've had a few of those. The overwhelming majority, not so much. Again, my biggest issue is he missed a sign. The fact that there's a position player out there. He's actually a first baseman, not a catcher. Some people have called in that he's a catcher. He's been their first baseman a lot.
He came up as a catcher.
Right. But now they're using him at first. Williams Astudillo.
Yes.
And he and Yermin have history from their time before they came to this country to be major league players. Mm-hmm. And he was locked in. He said, I'm taking my guy deep. I don't have any problem with that. Just don't miss signs. That's the only thing. And then I don't understand why a manager would go to the media and double down in the post game to rip his own guy. That's where I've got an issue with Tony.
Let's talk about some things that maybe the audience does not know regarding Mercedes. Now, one thing for sure, because I did the pre and post for this when Mercedes had to speak about this on the record, is him being late.
Yeah.
Chicago traffic, being late for a game.
Yeah, there is no excuse for that.
I would agree.
I was at a practice. This is a true story. Multiplex Deerfield. And Michael Jordan walked in 5 minutes late to practice. He's Michael Jordan. Mm-hmm. Doug Collins is coaching the team. So this is pre-six titles.
Yep.
The media they didn't have curtains, nothing. The media was all there.
The good old days. Yeah.
Michael comes running in, pulling his shoes. Sorry, Doug, I was late. There was an accident at the train crossing. And Doug said, no problem. Michael, $500. You should have taken a different route. Michael's fury. It wasn't my fault. Good, make it $1,000.
Yeah.
And Michael played like a man possessed. He was furious with Doug. Doug's like, I don't care what the excuse was. You're late, period.
Only reason why I bring that up is because we want to give context to maybe that being an issue with La Russa.
Right.
The tardiness. And I don't know if that's the case or not, but we just bring it up for context. That doesn't mean Mercedes is a bad guy or he's a malcontent. We're not saying that. He missed a sign, yes. But I think that all of that could have been handled behind closed doors. You know, as a professional, I know he's a Hall of Famer, tenured professor. You can't question Tony La Russa. Actually, you can. he's the one that agreed to come back in the big leagues after being away for a decade plus, right?
Mm-hmm. 11 years.
So I mean, this is what it is. Change the game is a cool hashtag, but it is counterproductive to what the White Sox are when change the game is the thing that people attach themselves to, and you got a guy that's playing the oldies as a manager.
Back to the phones, and let's go to Dave up in Deerfield. Hey, Dave, what's up, man?
What's up, guys? How you doing this morning?
How are you?
Hey, Dave.
I'm great, thank you. Listen, I think that, I don't know why people are coming down so hard on the pitchers throwing at these batters, and hear me out. I mean, everyone keeps talking about how baseball needs to be more exciting. Like, the pitchers retaliating, it's like a hockey fight, right? I mean, I'm not saying throw it at their face, but you hit them in the meaty part of the thigh, or you throw them in the back. Kind of just like the revenge aspect of it, you know? It brings a little more excitement to this game.
Yeah, again, and appreciate the call, Dave. Thanks for listening to the show. I just don't endorse firing a baseball at 90-some miles an hour at another human being. Because if you were that good with your control, you'd never walk anybody. What if it slips and you hit a guy in the head? You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. You're right.
Like, okay, he hit a home run, and so you're going to throw at him? Like Trevor Bauer said, and I'm not a huge Trevor Bauer guy. Mm-hmm. I hear he's really, really tough to have in your room.
Sure.
He's been on multiple teams with all that ability. And guys have said, yeah, dude, yeah, he's a great pitcher. You don't want him as your teammate. Whatever. He said, be better. Make a better pitch then. You're going to run Williams Astudillo out there. You get what you deserve.
Yeah, you absolutely get what you deserve. You could have put a reliever out there, but you chose not to.
What happened when Rizzo struck out Freddie Freeman?
It's funny.
It was national news. Yeah, it was all over SportsCenter.
They were laughing at each other.
Right.
They're still playing that today, by the way.
Yes. Let's go to...
And by the way, is your guy, Rizzo, okay? Have you checked in?
I have not checked in. I don't want to bother him.
The bad back? It's not good last night.
No. You know,
didn't want to see him go off like that.
No, that was
probably
sad.
Probably should stop those late night texts with former teammates.
Yeah. You get tiring. Dylan in Aurora. Hey, Dylan, what's up, man?
Dehydrated.
Hey, I feel like I'm hearing a lot of these old-time baseball fans say stuff like throwing it at, like, the meaty part of a hitter is okay. And
ass.
It's good for the game.
Yes.
Anyone who's played baseball understands that when you have, like, a 95-mile-per-hour pitch coming at you, you're going to move and you're going to just react. You got no idea where it's actually going to hit them. You know, they duck, hits them in the head. Now they're out of a paycheck for next year. You just never know.
Agreed.
So,
100%. And you're a college baseball player?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
I don't think they understand the title of baseball.
You're breaking up, man.
Can you guys hear me now?
Now we can.
Yeah, you sound fine.
So I just don't think they understand the actual timing of the sport, how difficult it is to get out of the way or just wear it. You know, you duck. And when it comes to Yermin specifically with this 3-0 hack, he was in the minors for 8 years. This guy's going to get paid based off his stats. Another strikeout doesn't help. I mean, I'm all for the hack. Playing baseball, you want home runs. That's what's fun for the game.
Appreciate your call, man. Good luck to your team, okay?
All right, thanks.
Thanks a lot. And there's a young guy who's playing the game now at the collegiate level and says throwing at a guy is stupid.
That's because that's a disconnect for young people. And for a lot of baseball fans, too, thinking that that's something in the past. Why do you have to be able to throw at another batter just because someone accidentally? It could have been accidentally, but you feel like you got to have revenge. This is part of the game, though.
Yeah,
it's like hockey fighting. It's never going away until they legislate this.
Yeah, it's just the hockey fighting, whatever. I don't want a ton of it. Danny loved it when they had all those fights a couple weeks ago. Yeah, one or two here or there, they're fine, they're fun. Fans get into it, it's cool. Every day, every game, yeah, I don't need it. I like the sport. But if I go and dunk on you, we're up 30, there's a minute left, and I run in and dunk, What are you going to do, throw a basketball at my head?
No.
I'm no.
Do that, no.
It's just stupid. It's yeah. dumb. So yesterday, Tony did his pre- and post-game Zooms. Our friend Ryan McGuffey at NBC Sports Chicago asked him, if the pitch had been on 3-1, not 3-0, would that have changed anything?
Yeah, that's right. That's good. I mean, I made it clear, you can't take at-bats away from these guys. Because 7 times out of 10, they fail if they hit 300. And I just don't think you can do that. But you can't at 3-0. And I also said, if I could, I would send up a pitcher, get a ground ball there or something. But I could not tell a guy, hey, just hit a ground ball. I wouldn't do that. And, you know, and over the years when I've been on the wrong side of that, you know, guys, I don't begrudge them hitting line drive and there's a home run that's been hit. It's our fault for getting behind the game and having to pitch a position player. So, I mean, that's what it's total an explanation as I can give you.
So he said on 3-1, he would not have had a problem with him hitting a home run. It was the fact that it was on 3-0 and that he missed the sign.
Is that the stupidest thing ever? I'm not like the fact that the whole unwritten rule thing, like, because like I understand he missed the sign and so that's what the White Sox are upset about. But why are you even giving a take sign when, again, as Lance Lynn pointed out, a player's on the mound? Like, it's not like Astudillo is lucky if he can throw a strike. You know what I'm saying? So, like, now we got take signs on 3-0 when you're up by 11 runs. It's absurd. But 0-3-1, if you would have let that pitch go in, ump would have called it a strike because it was a lob ball right over the plate. Then next pitch, he homers. Everything's fine. How ridiculous is this?
Answer his question.
It's ridiculous.
In other words, Dylan Cease should have been, or another pitcher should have been up there to pinch hit for Mercedes if you wanted a ground ball to short.
Would Cease have gotten a take sign if it was 3-0 because he was a pitcher at the plate? It doesn't make any sense.
It's dumb.
It's not like when you can poke holes in all this logic that this so-called, because there is no logic, throw it out the window. You can poke holes in all of it every time. That's why it's unwritten, because if it was written down, you could completely defang it every single time. It's ridiculous. It's like, you know, it's how do I feel? I don't want to run up the score. We understand you don't want to run up the score on your rival because you feel like you're embarrassing them because they're also professionals. But at the same time, you are professionals. You're cashing a paycheck okay. for being out there.
Give Little League Johnny a strike at least, and then he could hit a home run. Then that's okay.
Let me ask you something. If Tony had handled it this way, and obviously he didn't, if he had come out and said, he missed a sign. We have rules in our clubhouse. You cannot miss signs. Tony, what about the 3-0? That's old school. I'm not worried about that. Well, I gave him a take sign. He missed a sign. Period. We'll address it internally. Next question. All this goes away.
I understand that.
But when you, what was the word he used in the post game?
Said it was clueless.
Clueless.
Yeah.
He's clueless. He's this. He's that. That's what escalated all this into this mushrooming cloud that SportsCenter. That's like one of the lead stories.
It's okay for 3-1, but not 3-0. Where is that written? What rule is that written in? See what I'm saying? It's Bob Brenly, and I love Bob, but it's Bob Brenly all over again. You can't bunt when there's a no-hitter.
It was 5-0. It wasn't like it was 40-0.
Where is that written? Right? If you can't do that.
Correct.
See what I'm saying? Like, that this is something you make up on the fly. That's what that was. Because there's nothing that's... Here's why it's stupid, Cap. There is no unwritten rule about a position player and what you do in that spot, because we didn't have position players doing this on a regular basis 25 years ago, 30
Correct.
Years ago.
Correct.
You know why? Because you put a bullpen in there, a bullpen guy in there like a man, and he just took it. You didn't put position players in. That's why this is just made up on the fly.
Well, there was also something different. When we were kids, you didn't take a guy out after 5 innings. Okay, you're done.
Correct.
And go to a specialist here and a specialist. He pitched 7 innings.
Correct.
Yeah, totally different. 312-332-3776. Shot or no shot? Next.
Don't miss the conversation.
Cap and J-Hood.
Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Cap and Hoodie.
Bop, 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 bop.
And listen to Cap and J-Hood at home and in the office.
Now, back to more Cap and J-Hood on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
That's
No Shot with Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. That's why I
say Shot No Shot is brought to you by PointsBet Sportsbook at Hawthorne Racecourse. PointsBet Sportsbook now open. Download the PointsBet app right now and stop by Hawthorne Racecourse to register your account. Good morning, Danny.
All right, gentlemen.
Morning, Danny.
Good morning, Hoodrow.
How's everything?
Good, man. Great. How about you?
Great, man. Great. It's been a hell of a show today. TLR continues to play the hits, man.
The gift that keeps on giving.
It's funny. Every morning when I sign on in Twitch and I say a good morning to our Twitch watchers, you know, that are following the show on Twitch, I believe that I said happy Tony La Russa Day today, and I believe this is like the fourth time I've done that. Which just goes to show he's the gift that keeps giving.
Playing all the dusties and the oldies. TLR.
Happy TLR Day. All right, gentlemen, I know you don't know this. There are two baseball teams in town. The Cubs often get ignored. But let's ask a Cubs question. The Cubs have...
Oh, God.
I mean, really, column inches. They deserve some column inches.
Oh, listen to this. Now the old reversal
here. He's using the Sox complaints.
Like, there are two baseball teams in this town. I know you Sox fans don't want to admit that.
Danny from Bridgeport joins us.
Yeah, exactly.
So, gentlemen, the Cubs have worked their way to a winning record with a strong performance in the month of May after really bad offensive struggles in April. So I ask you guys, shot or no shot, if the second team in town, the Cubs, keep winning and make a crazy run to the top of the league or the division, they will be buyers at the deadline?
That's a great question.
They'd have to make a crazy run. Like, Jed would have to truly believe that team has a chance to make a postseason run, and I don't think he believes that. They're in a bad division. There's not a team in that division that they can't handle.
Well, I said the top of the league. What if they're at the top of the league?
Well, that's possible because outside of the Giants and the Padres, and I guess you could say the Cardinals...
And the Dodgers.
Scuffling a little bit, but they they'll
they're
be back
banged
up.
Didn't they just lose Seager?
Yeah, they'll be all right. They did lose Seager.
So
they'll be all right.
I just don't see a scenario where they're buyers. I don't. But I guess the way Danny paints it, that if they're at the top of the National League heap and you're like, whoa, the Cubs are going to win 90 games? Let's see it. Prove it. But I guess if they're there, you owe it to the locker room and the fan base to spend some money.
You should try, yes. And Danny's got the Cardinal-Cubs series circled because you're seeing a first-place Cubs team, do you not, at the end of the week or into next week?
Absolutely. It depends on Rizzo's back.
Mm-hmm.
Rizzo's back's a big question mark, but if he can get over the get over the back and he can play some solid baseball, I think the Cubs could be in first place.
Danny, you're the armchair nutritionist, right?
Yes, sir, that would be me.
Do you think he was dehydrated last night and that could have affected, you know, it's warmer, maybe he didn't get enough fluids? Could that affect his back and maybe resolve itself quickly?
I would like to say that's a possibility if it was any other player, but because it's Anthony Rizzo and we have the annual back tightness, I don't think this is just something strictly that was related to his diet or his, you know, consuming too much alcohol with John Lester the night before. I think this is a thing where he's got a bad back. It flares up every single year, usually when they go to Cincinnati, but for some reason it's happening this week.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a major concern. And I wonder if going forward, if the Cubs do decide to re-sign him, it's going to play a role in the offer they make him because this is a guy that's got a chronic back injury.
Good morning, guys. Got a game today.
Take that, Riz.
I think we got a chance to win. All right, guys. See you next week.
Take that.
Wake up, Riz!
He was tired yesterday.
Our guy was
out of it. Danny.
All right, gentlemen. Number 7 seed Lakers take on the 8 seed Warriors tonight. Western Conference play-in game, 9 o'clock Central. You will hear it here on our air. Gentlemen, shot or no shot, this game and start time is good for the NBA.
Well, there's a couple of things. So you asked two questions. The time, no shot. I would say it should be an hour early. Here's why. Yesterday's play-in games, the first one was at 5:30. Nobody cared about the Indiana-Charlotte game. You could have slid the first game earlier and put the Lakers and Warriors at 8 Central, 9 Eastern.
Yes.
You could have done that. Okay. Now, the other...
that would be 6 Western.
Yeah.
6 Pacific.
They've had games at 6 Pacific before.
Yes.
Now, I understand traffic jam, all that, but the point is, though, is like it's not going to be full house anyway.
Yep.
So they don't have to worry about all of that. The second thing is that there is a possibility that we will not see Steph Curry or LeBron James in the playoffs. That's a problem for the league. As an NBA guy, I will tell you that the regular season has not been very good at all. I can't even sell it to you. There's a couple of good stories in the NBA, like the Suns, Monty Williams, Tom Thibodeau, and the Knicks. Atlanta taking a step. Utah, the best team in the NBA. But that pales in comparison to all these other teams because there's been so many injuries and so many guys sitting out. It has not been a good regular season. I can't sell it to you. As someone who makes a living talking about the NBA when I'm not with you. So I think it's bad for the league that we could be without Steph or LeBron. That's not what the league wants.
Agreed. But I'm excited to watch it. Nap time. Got to get a nap this afternoon.
Nap, Jeff. Nap. Nap.
Definitely.
Danny nap.
0% chance.
JR? Always a nap.
Always.
All right. There you go.
JR said he's napping now.
Shocking. Danny.
Oh, come on.
All right, while we're doing this show for the Los Angeles audience, Los Angeles Angels Mike Trout is likely going to be out 6 to 8 weeks with a grade 2 calf strain. Gentlemen, shot or no shot, anyone will notice.
Anyone outside of the Angels fan base? No, probably not. Then that's a problem for the sport, period. Hoodie and I were talking at break. They showed Mike Trout up there being helped off the field, and... that is baseball's problem. That guy is Willie Mays Part 2. He's Mickey Mantle. He's one of the 5 best players in the history of the sport. And it's not even the lead story on SportsCenter.
That's amazing.
LeBron sprained his ankle was a lead story for a week.
Well, that's major news, brother. I mean, that's LeBron James.
Right.
But Mike Trout, the Willie Mays of the sport, sounds crazy, right? Our grandfathers or fathers have told us about how great Willie Mays was, and then you see Mike Trout, and it's like the numbers say yes, he's great, but no one knows. That's a baseball marketing issue. That guy's going to be out probably 8 weeks, and no one will know. That's not good.
Not good.
You know, it's a confluence of events, though, too. It's Mike Trout is somebody who does not embrace the flair. Like he is businesslike, which is fine, but so that's his attitude. Baseball doesn't market its players well. And, oh, yeah, by the way, the Angels are horrific at managing a baseball team around Mike Trout. He's only been to the postseason one time in his career. And so even all the excellence he provides on the field, the team around him sucks.
And they got Anthony Rendon, Shohei Ohtani. They had a big commitment to Pujols. He's now out of there. Hoodie just handed me this. Willie Mays. So this is in your first 10 seasons in the big leagues. Willie Mays, Mike Trout are the only two guys ever 300 or more homers, 200 or more steals, 250 or more doubles. The only two in the history of the sport to do that.
And he's out for 8 weeks and nobody cares because they're in Orange County.
Brutal.
I mean,
what if he was a Yankee star?
Well, that's a different conversation because I'm thinking if you can't win with Trout, do you keep him along? Do you keep him? Because you can get a ransom back, right?
Oh, God.
You can get a lot of good players back.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you hate to trade anybody can be traded, including the best baseball player in the league. Even this guy.
Yep.
So what if he's a Yankee? What if he's a Cub?
I mean, Alex Rodriguez was traded at the height of his powers when he was in Texas to the Yankees. Yeah, Trout could be traded.
Unless he's got a no trade and says, hey, I took less money to stay here, not going anywhere. Danny.
Gentlemen, to my favorite story of the day. 8% of men and 7% of women believe they could beat a lion in a fist fight, according to a recent survey. Gentlemen, shot or no shot, you are among that 8%.
That's a no shot.
Yeah, it's a no shot.
Nope.
I'm terrified at the zoo.
Why?
That thing breaks free. Yeah, no shot.
Terrified at the zoo. No, so give me the numbers again. Say it again.
8% of men, 7% of women believe they could beat a lion in a fist fight. Now, here's the thing.
Woman.
So they did a survey with 34 different animals going one-on-one with humans. They surveyed about 1,300 people. Unsurprisingly, 74% of people said an elephant would win that one. I don't think anyone thinks they're beating an elephant. After that, though, it's 7% of women, 8% of men think they could beat a lion. Matched up against a, matched up against a dog, 60% say they would have no trouble. And 71% think they could easily beat a goose.
I'd like to see you against a goose. I think that would work.
Dude, no shot. Geese?
Well, geese, yes.
Are mean.
They are.
Dude, I go jogging, and I'll go jogging through a group of geese, and doesn't ever fail. One will hiss at me and start running at me. And then I just run faster.
Some of us can't run faster.
But you can take a geese, man, right?
I want
take
no part of a goose. They are, as Danny said, they're dirty, snarly little birds. No, thank you.
How many, if you had to set the over-under, how many geese would it take to overwhelm Cap? Like, are we talking?
Two.
So at 2.5, you're taking the geese.
Yes.
I said it at 1.5. One at each leg, you're done.
Done.
What do you think, Cap? How many geese could you take on at once?
Wow. I would give my all to try and take the one out. Two?
Yeah, like, I'm saying, if let's use your mean Mercedes' word of the day. If you could focus in on one,
yes.
you could probably handle it, right?
Yeah, I could probably focus in on the one goose. The second one goes for the neck while I'm fighting the other one. I'm done.
Here's what you do. I hope PETA's not listening. You grab one by the neck.
Yeah.
Oh.
You break it.
Yes.
Then you take it by the neck and you swing it at the other geese, letting them know I'm not here to mess
around. How many geese could you take on?
I would say at least two because I like
the easy. Come on. That's way low.
Well, I'm thinking at least two. Well, I only have a few eyes on the stove to cook them afterwards, so it's two.
At what point do you start to get concerned?
It's better.
Is it at like, see,
it
I feel like,
awful.
Hoodie's, with your, better. I feel like, Hoodie, you're safe at least at six.
Six.
I'm not even concerned about you until maybe seven or eight.
Oh, my God.
I'm taking one, taking care of him on the, give him a neck breaker. I'm dropping the elbow on the other one.
Yes.
I'm kicking the other one.
What are you, Baron von Raschke?
I am. I'm putting a claw on the other one.
Figure four leg lock.
Rah, rah. Oh, God. He's got the claw on me. So that'd be the end. So I'll take care of that. Well, I'll drop the elbow on the other one. If I'm dropping the elbow, instant death. Instant death.
Bam!
I'm dropping the elbow. It's all over. So I don't.
One got away, goes back to his buddy. That big dude ain't messing around.
I'll put you in the pot. That's what I would do. Family's from Arkansas. Still be moving around the bag.
Go back to the lion for a minute. How would you possibly beat a lion in a fist fight? Like, I don't understand the thinking of that 8%
of men.
How
is that not zero?
It's a lion, man.
Those people.
What are you talking
lying.
About, like Jason Hansen here? I mean,
not Jason
you can't
Hansen.
Beat Dan Campbell, that's for sure.
I can't beat him either.
No what? Current lions, but like former lions.
Well,
not Dan Campbell wanting the lion on a chain that he could walk around with. That guy's nuts.
Joke. A joke. There's no way I'm punching a lion. I'm not fighting a lion. There's no way I'm going into a lion's den and thinking I have a chance.
Let me ask you
Herman
a question.
Herman Moore? You could take Herman Moore.
If I booked a zoologist, one of those zoo specialists to come in studio, you know how they bring the animals?
Yeah.
Would you sit in the studio with a lion?
No. No.
Yeah.
Like if we did it for the Twitch audience, like here, you know, here's Dr. Doolittle, and he's coming in with his lion. Would you sit there? Or would you be scared the lion would do the attack of the host bit?
Sean Doolittle is a doctor now?
And a closer.
And a
former closer. Red reliever.
We're not doing that. We're not Johnny Carson. Oh, wow. Look at a lion. Like, we're not doing that.
No chance.
We're not doing the Carson. We're not doing that.
Do some more Carson.
No. It's limited Carson. That's all I've got.
You would smash Joey Harrington.
Cross talk. Is around the corner at 10. We'll be right back.
Oh, God, Goose!
Get social with our new morning show. Follow on Twitter at Cap J Hood.
Cap and J Hood.
Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000.
Nothing like a little Bruce in the morning. With Hoodie, I'm Cap. 312-332-3776. This is so good. So good.
Especially in the back of the limo where you reside.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Jeff in Aurora, to follow up on what Danny asked
look
us
at Danny.
In Shot or No Shot. Hey, Jeff, what's up, man?
Hey, guys. I was wondering about, you know, the fist fighting a lion thing. I need more details. You know, what are the rules? Is it a bare-knuckle fist fight? Is the kicking, scratching, biting included? You know, is the lion wearing a jersey where I can do the hockey thing and pull it over the head and give body shots? So I kind of need a little more information.
All right, Danny, what do you have there? What else? How does this fight work?
Thanks,
like,
Jeff.
It's like UFC. No holds barred, just no hitting below the belt.
So the lion's not in a jersey that we could pull over its head.
No, sir. It's just a straight-up lion versus straight-up man.
No, I'm not taking on a lion. It's crazy.
Back in 2011, a man in Egypt fist-fought a lion to boost tourism. This is not a joke.
Oh my God.
I mean, what is the point, Cap? You could be eaten alive, and that's okay? So you don't mind that kind of suicide, huh?
Like, that would be a... We had a man that tragically died being eaten by a shark?
Yes. In the ocean, yes.
Yes. This would be as horrific a way to go as you can imagine.
Yeah, but this guy's choosing to fight the lion. The dude that got eaten by the shark was just trying to take a nice swim or go surfing.
I mean, you're choosing to end your life by doing this, right?
Right.
I mean, it's like we're seeing this video here on YouTube. He's in a steel cage. He's in a Tower of Doom. And he's fighting this lion. With spectators outside the cage. I mean, come on now.
I mean, really?
Now, I would say that's a lot more entertaining than WWE. I understand that, but I just... And so, by the way, did this guy win? It looks like he won. He was able to plant the flag, right?
Yeah. And then he aborts the mission. The lion's not hurt. He's not hurt. He just kind of climbs out of the cage.
The lion's looking around going, is this dude serious?
The lion, dude, did he even move out of the corner? He was just sitting there, wasn't he?
Yeah. The guy had a long, like, pole, like a dagger, like something the devil holds, pitchfork.
Okay. Well, I mean that was a draw.
Like a spear.
It was a draw. Nothing happened there. The lion just like, look at this idiot.
You know what Danny loves? Danny loves videos where animals are, like, going off, either on people or on other animals. Is that right, Danny?
He likes especially the ones that are eating people.
Those are my favorite. I like wildlife. I like wildlife attacking.
I think lions sleep.
Danny had one that I can't remember. Was it a snake that swallowed something? It was like this monstrous snake. He's like, look at this. I'm like, I don't want to see that.
The snake did the swallowing? Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Cool.
That's a reverse situation there. Doesn't happen often. That must be on Betavision. Give me that copy, will you? You don't see that very often.
Very rare.
You know, as a wild child, you know, you're surprised. As a kid, I was a wild child growing up on the South Side. The only thing that kept me calm was Mayhood putting me in front of... Can I finish the story?
Yeah.
She put me right in the living room, right on the shag rug, and made me watch, like, Channel 11, all of the animal shows.
Marlon Perkins?
Yes. Like, that's the only thing that kept me calm, I guess. She's like, hey, watch this. And just, like, the Attack of the Wild and stuff. And I would just sit there for the half-hour show until they offered the Big Bird beach towel.
I'm out.
That's it. She just said, like, I like those shows. A William Conrad voiceover, a little Marlon Perkins, a little Marty Stauffer.
What was his name, the Marlon Perkins show? What was it, American Sportsman?
Wild, Wild World of Animals? Or Wild Kingdom?
Wild Kingdom,
that Mutual of Omaha?
Mutual of Omaha, Wild Kingdom.
Yes.
That's it.
And Mutual of Omaha, still around, by the way. Crazy. Still around today. So that's the only thing that kept me calm. Otherwise, I was terrorizing the home.
You were out of your mind. All right, Charlie Batch. We will
yes.
Crosstalk in 2 minutes.
Yes.